Welcome back to the Mum's Edit podcast.
We're live on air in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, you what go. Were you gonna say? Oh, nothing as exciting as what you were about to say.
Yeah, no, we were actually just discussing Amazon and Temu and everything in between. Don't come for me if you don't shop on Temu. Anyway, I got. Have you guys seen those like detoxing foot patches?
Oh my god, Lou, I have them.
Do you think that I worked? Got them.
No, I need to talk to you about what happened
Why
to
does
me
it
last
turn
night.
Black?
Toxins,
yeah, but is it real?
Because okay, the longer sorry, that you use go. Them. That less black they get, and you can't argue with that.
So, like, it's the same. I bought multiple packets to put it to the test because they're 10 packs just to make sure, you know, like.
It's not a fluke.
Anyway, so last night I was like, they arrived yesterday. I was like, I'm going to give this a whirl. Mm. I put them on and I had them on for maybe an hour and actually 2 hours. And then I had this overwhelming nausea, like so nauseous, vomited. And I was like, I have food poisoning. And then I was like, no way. Googled like what's happened, like is it the foot patches? Am I allergic? So I was Googling, can you feel nauseous from foot patches? And it's like if your body detoxes too quickly, you'll get massive waves of nausea. Anyway, I'm like 2 hours. Surely they've done nothing. Took them off full and black.
Wow.
And I held them and kept them, and I was meant to bring them this morning to show you guys.
I've got a few questions.
Yeah, for sure, for
sure.
So
what sort of toxins are they taking out? Like will it strip my medication?
No idea. It's more like
heavy metal.
Like it's the heavy metals. So things your liver's not quite getting. It helps with mood, helps with tiredness.
Not me, logging on now.
Yeah.
To get them.
So everything that they said they can help with, I thought, yes, I need the help.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing was that there wasn't a lot of, you know, I guess because it's Chinese medicine, there wasn't anyone that wanted to put their name on it and say, hey, this works.
Yeah.
But from what I saw and experienced, and I'm not kidding, after I took it off, the nausea
subsided
completely. Like I went to sleep.
Hell. And you kept super them on cool. overnight?
No, I'm detoxing so
fast. Was this last night?
Did you know you can also do that with onions? Tape onions to your feet?
Yeah.
Producer Aaron knows what I'm talking about. Yeah, in socks. Put the socks over.
I put
no
the
need
socks
to tape.
Over the stickers, and I'm wondering if perhaps that helped fast track.
Mm.
But it was just unbelievable. Like I wasn't hot. I wasn't sweating. Why are they full and why is it black?
Mm.
Do you know why? Because there's some toxic shit and I've got a weak liver.
Yeah. So how often are you going to use them?
Well, it says 3 times a week initially just to get best results. But I'm just going to, you know, ride the lightning and see how the nausea goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really pulling out all the savvy bee you've been drinking from your liver.
Yes.
Wow.
Also, like even, you know, you guys know I'm a clean girl in a clean world, but even, you know, those products that are sneaking through that do have the PEG 40, you know, it is being drawn out with the foot pad.
Just stunning. I'm going to have to order some. So you get them off Amazon.
I might be able to give you one. I bought like 4 packs of 10, but I
can't. After you've seen the results, so you want to hold on
as long as possible. And I already gave one full 10 pack. To my sister, which I'm going to be taking back.
Yeah, you can't.
But how much are they?
Too generous.
Oh, like $10.
Wow, that's.
Do you reckon?
Really like very cheap.
5 maybe.
Nate got those, and we were laughing before because you and Nate love Temu so, so much. And it's just hilarious that you both saw them. But
yeah.
I think they were Amazon, weren't they? Or they're from Temu.
They're from Temu.
I'm sure
and
they
if
have.
Anyone wants to come for me, like about this, like literally.
You're open.
I'm actually doing the right thing because otherwise. If I'm buying off people in Australia, they've just got the margins.
I'm also wondering if they've got those ear candles.
Oh, Dole
like,
on Temu.
That would just be so therapeutic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's nothing you can't get. I also feel as though the ear candles are like a beautiful bonding thing to do with your partner.
Yeah.
Just for some one-on-one time. Me and Corey
haven't
done that.
It's pretty private. wouldn't you say?
I think if you're maybe, in the right relationship and you're comfortable.
Yeah. No, that's so true.
I would say I've only done the ear candle once in Bali.
Yes, same.
And it was with Nate, like we're getting a massage and ear
candle. Because you felt comfortable.
Yeah, and we looked in there and, yeah, the lady did say it was a lot of wax. So I'm just going to say that. Because I never use the cotton tips. Remember when we had that debate with some people clean theirs every day?
Me, yeah. I just bought the 1,000 pack of Temu. They arrived yesterday. Biodegradable and like bamboo, like also.
Wow.
Yeah, so really stunning. Yeah, I think I'm going to have a look for the foot patches and the ear.
Wax candle. What I will say is leave your basket and abandon it for a bit because you will get some surprises at checkout, like maybe a free gift or choose something for free. They'll do anything to suck you in.
That's beautiful.
I said tequila yesterday. It's like the pokies and you cannot help but go back for more.
Yeah. And you don't know what's going to pop. Is there like a for you page where like if you've made enough orders when you go to the home page that stuff that will tickle your fancy?
I think you know the answer to
that. Okay. That's beautiful. Might have to jump on there this afternoon.
I love it.
So, yeah, we're only yesterday Keely ran down because she thought her shoes arrived and she's like, oh, it's a Temu order for you. And I was like, what? Holy shit. I dreamt ordered this. Like that was the best bit.
And you couldn't remember.
I didn't know what was going to be in there. And then Nate jumps out, did I hear Temu? And we're all just like bonding over Temu.
We had a 30th on Saturday night and Nate backdoored it. Like he always backdoors it on a big night. And I get a message from him, like I check my phone a few hours later and he's opened the big Temu order and he's literally sent me photos of everything that he's ordered. He's got this sunglass rack that he's put up at 1 a.m. at night and put all my sunglasses in there, like taking a photo.
Can you imagine how fun that would be drunk, like coming home to a Temu order?
No, it's like your dream.
It's already fun sober, so imagine how fun it would be drunk. Yeah. It's the same as eating pizza.
I'm still waiting for my Amazon order, actually. Do you want to know what I ordered?
Yes.
So I've got a new car, obviously, and I was like, I need a key ring. Guess what I got?
What?
A red M&M.
I'm seriously.
What made you choose that?
Just,
I don't know. It came up and I was like, that is so cute. So it's got like a little face and legs. Like, you know how you see them on the packet?
Yeah. It's giving 90s nostalgia.
Yes. And I was like, that is bringing me joy and that's going to bring me joy every day, every time I look at it. No, it actually could be green. I was tossing up between the red and the green.
No, you can't remember.
And now it's going to be like Christmas Day. Yeah. When I open
literally the colours.
Red or green.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So really excited about that order.
Sorry to hear about that. that you don't remember the colour. That'll be cute, the M&M.
It's very you with the nostalgia.
I love the 90s nostalgia.
Was it you that had that big M&M? Remember back in the day? Yeah, that
Did
big
I?
M&M. Yeah. With the arms.
That was definitely.
No, that was not me.
We definitely couldn't afford it.
No, definitely not.
I don't remember that.
I wasn't living you.
No, it was stunning. The Maguires.
I think.
Anyway, there's just so many of us. I would know.
Now, a little bit of development on the Kate Middleton
just
scenario. Wild. Obviously, we touched very lightly on it last week, but the stories are getting stronger. The theories are getting stronger. There was obviously a sighting of her in person this week.
Yeah. Is that what we just saw on the news?
Yes.
And
exactly that's not Kate. Where is she?
No, it doesn't look like Kate.
She doesn't even walk like that.
No.
For me to know. Like she doesn't walk like that and she doesn't walk so like she was so animated and just so aware all the time that people are watching that she's just such a princess all the time.
And I don't even think she would wear that.
No, that's what I was going to say. There's like a princess being like relatable, but she's not ever worn activewear like that out and about. Producer Aaron had some ideas.
She's never wanted to be relatable.
The royal family is not relatable. That's not their aim of the game.
No.
She's walking out in leggings and an oversized jumper.
Yeah.
Just strolling with the future king of England down the street. Very convenient timing, I think. Very convenient.
Obviously there was the scenario where he's actually cheated. You guys across that?
Are you across that, Aaron?
Yes, I saw that.
With Lady Rose or something.
Yes.
So
wild.
So then people have got this theory that he's cheated and she's on strike. She's like, I'm fucking done. Good luck to the lot of you. All while I'm saying like Meghan Markle's watching from LA, with shaking her head like I wasn't the problem.
Yeah. But people are actually saying that's what's caused a big rift in Harry and William's relationship, is the fact that he's done that to Kate when they saw what that did to their mum. And I believe that as well, that that could have caused part of the rift with Willie dicking around with his Willie.
Correct. So I've just got like a few crazy theories I've just pulled off, you know, a few threads that I'm following. And someone here has even said, it's not a conspiracy, it's a distraction from what's really happening in the royal world. Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Because what is that? Now, this one is, I just want to put a trigger warning on this one because there are a lot. There's a lot of possibilities. So Kate has experienced a traumatic brain injury so bad that she's been put into a coma. And this has happened from physical violence. So
where did they get that information?
That is why I'm laughing. I'm not laughing at the situation, but honestly, what the fuck?
There is another one that Kate, because, well, there's history that he has violence.
Who, Willie?
Yes, that also, he's violent. Like, okay. And that has actually come out in his brother's book.
Yeah, when he broke the necklace and put his head in the dog bowl. Yeah.
So,
oh my God.
There's like, domestic, so there could be a bit of DV involved with these theories. Sorry, I should have warmed that
future
up.
Future King Willie, so definitely listening, don't come for us. These are just his claims. It's
We could get shut down big time.
I wonder if they'd come on the potty.
No.
Anyway, so Kate is on strike. She was hurt badly enough to question their marriage and is refusing to participate in any more royal family until she gets concessions. There's another one which a lot of people are calling out. I know producer Aaron was on this page. Kate has a severe eating disorder that became critical on December 28. An ambulance was then called, and as a result of the eating disorder, she needs a colostomy.
I do feel like that's a feasible kind of conspiracy. She's very, very thin.
If that was her.
And all it takes is, like you said, like another – like, for example, this Lady Rose is supposedly pregnant with William's baby as well. That might tip her into a spiral, and then that's it.
Kate got pregnant at 42. The baby is at risk. They are keeping her safe until they know if the pregnancy is viable. Otherwise, they'll terminate.
The stories are just –
narratives.
Yeah.
They're narratives. Kate had a hysterectomy. It went terribly wrong. She needs a wound vac. This one seems likely, as they could do a video showing that. So that's some of that person's theories. This is another one. Kate always gets bad morning sickness when she is pregnant. She's been hospitalized with the last three. My guess is that she's pregnant again. She knows if she tells everyone she's in hospital, the rumors will fly about her being pregnant. So she kept it on the DL. She's under 12 weeks.
Okay, so my question is, and I'm sorry for the people that already know this, but I'm like not fully around the story. Why did someone all of a sudden say, "Where's Kate?" Was there a situation?
Well, no one's seen her since December?
Yeah, December. And then in January, they announced she had this abdominal surgery and was recovering. But there was just nothing from her.
So people have stemmed.
Until she posted that Mother's Day photo with the kids edited.
Highly edited.
Oh, and that's where.
And then she goes, "Oh, I'm an amateur photographer, sorry." But like, really, is that – we haven't heard from you in forever, and your first statement is, "I'm an amateur photographer." Make it make sense.
Does she have social media?
Well, it's
heavily controlled by the royals, you could say.
My sister said, are we seeing Britney Spears 2.0? I don't know. I can't confirm or deny. Someone here said the transplant is being signaled to me. She's jumped the queue for an organ. I think I agree with this. The signs are all there. Someone wrote, "Which organ?" And he said, "All of them." She's a $6 million woman.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, what organ is he referring to? Any.
There is just as well, if you follow on TikTok, there's a lot of comments from the night with Prince Willie. saying that she's suffered some serious trauma, which is just awful. And then to have the world have you under a microscope when you're trying to navigate that trauma alone. I mean, as we said, these are all speculations.
Is she with the kids, I wonder, like well, behind Steph, closed doors?
We don't know. We don't know.
Feeling
do you know
very
how
anxious.
Fucked it would be like just being – we were like – she's either – at home being like, I'm under a microscope, or she's at home like with popcorn. Like
this
you.
Is hilarious.
Yeah.
Like if she's actually fine, how much like it would actually be hilarious reading all these stories. Like,
but if you were, then wouldn't you just be like, guys,
she's
like,
not allowed.
You know? So crazy. Imagine living. No, imagine. That's why. Yeah. Anyway,
I just don't want it to turn into another Diana. Don't,
no. And she was a saint, that woman.
Mm. She was. Mm-hmm. She was. So, and she got put up with a lot of treated by King Charles.
And the Queen?
Mistreated. Yeah, Queen of Consort, Camilla.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And the real SMH. Queen, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Elizabeth. Yeah. Well, I was going
to
say.
She had some serious stuff to do with that murder. Big time.
Murder?
Yeah, she's the one that executed her death.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that she got chased by the paparazzi into the yeah. Anyway, there's a lot happening.
Yeah.
I love that Ren's gone from being really interested last week to now she's actually rolling her eyes.
Yeah, but because like all the stories that people fucking bring up, I'm like, mate, where are you pulling that from? Your ass? Like where?
2 minutes ago you were on the coaster.
But now I'm sick of it. Okay. Because there's just too much. I'm sorry. Like which one is it?
I guess we'll move on.
Has she gone up with the aliens for God's sake? Like, you know?
Well, if you want me to go down that rabbit hole, I will.
We do actually have.
Yeah, we've got a lot on that, but we'll leave that for another episode. Ren, speaking of the roller coaster of you, you've recently gone on the pill. Do you think that's helping for your pee?
So I must say yesterday, so it's my week before my period, guys. So if you listen to that about my – shut up – about my PMMD, is it?
PMDD.
Yeah, so anyway, I went to the GP and she's like, I do actually believe you have it.
Wow.
The symptoms that you are saying.
All adding up.
Really?
All adding up. Yep. She's like, so you could try the pill. Have you thought of any pills? And I was like, yes, it's called like, I don't want to scare anyone, but it's called like a Zoli or something. It's like quite a new pill. Anyway, she's like, yes, you can try that one, but it's actually been linked to brain tumors. And I was like,
you didn't go on it,
won't
did you?
Be trying that one. She's like, oh, you can, but it is, you know, they're still trialing it pretty much. It's a very new one. But
and then
yeah,
what did
it's
you
been
say?
Linked. And I said, oh, well, no, I probably won't try that one.
That's scary.
So I'm on a
is
different
she
one.
Kidding.
I know.
But pushing it on you to be a part of the trial.
I know. No, she was great. She was just like, you can if you want, but like, just said it a couple of times. She's like, we don't really know, but like,
I think
it's
you know
been
who
linked.
She saw.
I think I do. Absolutely.
So anyway, I'm day 5 on the pill, guys, and I feel like I'm a teenager again. Like, you know, back on the pill, I was on it for years, you know.
Yeah.
But I did come off it because I thought it made me crazy, but, you know, I'm different
I'm
now.
I'm so scared.
What one did you go on?
It's called Levlin?
Mm.
No.
Oh, Levlin.
Yeah.
I think maybe.
So my sister went on that. I had to come off it because she was so nauseous. Like it made her so nauseous. But
she's not on one now, is she?
No. That was years ago. But now I'm like, hasn't really made me nauseous or anything. Like I haven't had any, but like she also said to skip my period, which I'm super excited about because I've got endo and like after birth it's meant to be better.
Why does she want you to do that?
Because of the hormones, trying to balance the hormones.
So they think the pill will balance the hormones.
Yes. Yes.
See, it did the opposite for me, unbalanced.
Yeah.
Well.
There's a lot of
different
in
for
the
everyone,
naturopath
I guess.
World.
Look, to be honest, it probably won't work for me, knowing my luck.
No, it might.
But in saying that, so yesterday, you know, it's the week before, and yesterday I had a panic attack before I had to take the boys to basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Put on a brave face there, couldn't talk about it to Ree, which is Lil's sister, because I probably would have fallen in the heat. Then Harry had a meltdown and I got home and I was shaking and hyperventilating, I was like, this is the start of the week.
Definitely
I was like,
working.
It started. The week started. Here comes the depressive thoughts, the
but
anxiety.
Today.
But today I am a different woman and I'm like, is it starting to work? Because usually that's a week-long thing. And today, fine.
I'm really interested. Like I feel like we definitely need the weekly update because I
absolutely.
Have to follow this.
Like, but then I'm like, I'm due for my period, but because I'm like skipping it, I wonder if I'll get it.
You're just going to be a hornbag.
I know. And like it's a contraceptive, which is amazing. Yeah, yeah. Like, just good news so cool. All round.
Yeah.
Yes, I will keep you updated on my journey, on my pill journey. Because I know it's not for everyone. I know people are like, it's so bad for you. But, like, honestly, I'm excited thinking, for this though, journey. Like,
when I was on the pill, I think I had to start it the day that I got my period.
Oh,
I didn't say that to you.
No, she said start straight away.
She's like, you need to.
Yeah, let's get on this.
So expensive or?
It's like, it was like $7 for 4 packets.
Oh God, you're actually losing money not doing it.
I know,
I feel like I have to go on it.
Yes.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm looking forward to following that journey.
Yeah.
Renee, you have come in with a confession box, which is exciting.
Just stunning, really. Like, they're my favourite to do.
Is there some wild ones?
There's a couple of wild ones, guys.
Some of the wild ones are, like, wild, where we're like, holy shit.
I basically lived a double life for 3 years when I was in my early 20s. I had two different relationships, two different friendship groups, and looking back now, I can't even deal. So I just have so many questions and I feel like I need to ask them, but it's obviously anonymous. Like, how do you live two separate lives? And I'm sure that people do that a lot.
And two separate friendship groups is really going the extra mile to really conceal who you are.
Imagine being out and being like, Bobby? Bobby? Like, hi. And you'd have to be like, guys, can you just wait here for a minute? It's giving 22 Jump Street when he goes and sees his mum's friend out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Oh, I wonder Ren, yes. I wonder why she did that though. That's my question.
Well, she was she was getting a kick out of it, I guess, a bit sick, but each to their own.
She didn't give you any other context.
No, and I need it, so I'm probably going to do another question box just to get that and say the person.
Call out.
Call out. So, yeah, just really stunning, really. I mean, not for me, but.
I wonder how she eventually broke that, and then did she merge the friendship groups when she broke up with one of the guys? Like, did she cut some of her friends off forevermore?
And I guess early 20s, I'm thinking maybe she's in her 30s now. Maybe social media wasn't as big then, so I guess she could have you couldn't make it work now. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way.
Did she have two names?
Like, don't know.
Wow. That's like left us hanging.
How would you – I just have so many questions. But anyway.
But also – yeah, I guess exactly what you just said, like why?
Yeah, why?
And how? How do you have the time? I don't even have enough time to have one set of friends.
Yeah. Imagine the lying between the two boyfriends, like I'm doing this tonight, sorry I can't see you, and then seeing the other boyfriend and the other friendship group.
They'd be sick of it. Like, why can't we hang out tonight? Oh, I'm on night shift.
Like, there'd be a huge red flag, surely.
Yeah.
Silly dumb boys. Anyway. The next one, I slept with my old manager for over a year. We would have sex on our shifts after we had closed the venue. It was the most random yet pleasant thing I have ever experienced. We didn't even talk outside of work either. There was just this massive urge and weird sexual connection. So there was no emotional connection outside of work. How crazy is that?
I cannot imagine then leaving and being not wanting to message them.
Yeah,
like, I know.
That's weird.
Because they say the energy that you exchange makes you like.
I think it's the hormones.
Yeah, the love hormone or something that you exchange during sex. I'd be chasing that up, but
there's a lot of people that can have sex that don't feel that.
Like, there's
yes.
I reckon definitely men, but there must be women out there that.
Well, I've definitely had flings where I've not.
But this
had
isn't a fling. This is like every ongoing shift.
Oh, like, yeah, for 2 years.
I'd be jealous. Over a year. Like,
but like, yeah, it's not like, oh, we're caught up 3 weeks in a row and had sex like a year.
Yeah.
And having it not go into anything, no relationship, not seeing each other, no boundaries.
Imagine not stalking them on social media.
Imagine the energy when they're working together, knowing what's coming.
Bren, you're
of the
like
shift.
Getting like horny about it and gonna go home and masturbate.
Stop.
That is wrong.
Yeah, but Bren's excited by it. So good on you.
I just think like that's so
fun. It's a bit like a novel, like a romance, forbidden romance novel, which is
50 Shades of. No way.
Yeah.
This girl.
This is very rogue.
Okay.
This is so embarrassing, but my dog ate 3 of my vibrators, so now I'm using my electric toothbrush.
I'm sorry, but that one's not real.
Why did she leave the vibrators around where the dog ate them?
So true. Don't they go into an underdrawer?
Well, she must have just literally flung them off the bed and then went about to say, or
I think someone's gotten silly in the confession box.
After the dog's eaten one, are you leaving them around for it to eat two?
And then it ends in, and now I'm using my toothbrush. Like, sorry, I'm not. I didn't come down in the last shower. It's like,
yeah, so true.
Ren, this is rogue. Well, I mean, I guess there's people out there you just don't know, do you?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't.
It's a waste of money for sure with
this. This is a bit mean, this one. Okay. I fake it with my husband every single time. She's tired.
She's exhausted.
So true. But I just.
If anything, it's mean to her because she's being denied the.
But also, just you don't need to fake it. Just say it's all good.
Yeah, but maybe that has a strain on the relationship.
Oh.
So maybe she just can't be bothered with the
– which is sad. The backlash. And that's sad. Like, you should be able to say, go off, bro, but I'm
– yeah, yeah.
I'm tired. Yeah.
I'm going to be starfish. You don't need to worry about me.
Yeah. So true. Yeah. This one I'm not going to read directly off the thing because I sort of had to make sense of it. But so this person had a random threesome, right?
Mm.
So with her – now husband, so they were just like partners at the time. But the third one got obsessed with both of them and wanted a poly relationship. Now, I don't know what a poly relationship is.
Well, it's giving the three of them.
Mm. Oh my God. See, that's why you don't dabble in.
Now, that's a movie, isn't it? Or a TV show.
I think there was. I feel like it was called Vanilla Sky or something.
And then they ended up like murdering one of them.
Yeah. I want to watch that.
Well, anyway, this person got obsessed with them, even though they were like, leave us alone.
And now they're married.
Yes, and they're married. But they also ended up moving, not because of that situation. I didn't gather that. But would still see that third person driving up and down their street.
No.
And she's stalking.
No. I'm really scared. Yeah. And they have kids now and stuff. I'm literally scared for their.
Yeah. Like how wild is that?
It must have been good in bed.
Well, yeah, that person must have got a huge thrill.
Yeah.
Huge thrill.
That is my advice. You see people and they're like, should we explore? Like I've seen like poor Skye Wheatley people commenting in her DM saying like, would you guys ever do a threesome with someone? Like, first of all, they're married. Well, they're not married, I don't think, but they've got kids. Like it's just such a random question to ask someone. But no, my advice, never dabble in that. You love your partner because shit
hits a fan.
It's messy. And then you just resentment. Don't want to dabble in that shit. Absolutely not.
I really totally wanted to find this series for you guys and I absolutely can't. But anyway, it's
– something similar?
But it's such a good show that you guys need to watch.
I don't know.
And now I want to watch it.
It's on SBS and it's basically about women of all different genres and – sorry, not genres, eras. And so like 1960s, 70s, and it shows – how they lived differently. And the one from this generation was like lived in that threesome type thing and ended up, I think, one of them murdered one of the other partners. Anyway, shit, I need to get that. What's that series called? And they all ended up living in the same house at the end of it. So you look back and every different generation lived in the same house but someone got murdered. Do you know the one?
I feel like I've definitely heard of it, but I don't know what it's called.
I'm just going to quickly – the box has ended, by the way, just for today. We can carry on with that maybe next episode. But I just wanted to quickly talk about the podcast that I'm listening to. It's called Sword and Scale and it's
– True Crime.
This is what Danny told you to listen to.
Danny told me to listen to this, one of our friends. And my sister-in-law. The other day – yes, your sister-in-law. Hi, Danny. the other day I listened to a podcast where a couple went to go – they felt like bolognese, sauce, pasta, sauce. And they had no fresh mint, so they thought they'd look in the freezer and they found body parts in their own freezer.
That can't be real.
It was real. I heard they were interviewing the suspects and everything. It was real. It was real. Someone had put the body parts in their freezer as a cover-up.
Well, my friend that lives in Adelaide, not as severe, but there was this missing girl in Adelaide, missing young girl. It was on Crime Stoppers and stuff, not on TV but on the website. Mm. Anyway, her phone, she lived on quite a busy street in Adelaide. The police are ringing her and they're like, hi, you have her. And they're like, what? No, we don't. They're like, we have phone calls recorded from your phone from this girl.
What?
And so
your friend?
Like, yeah, Katrina.
So are you joking?
We don't know if like she broke into the house and used their phone to call people. They had outgoing calls from Katrina's home line, like olden day home line.
That is so scary.
I would not be able to sleep. I could not sleep.
I can't believe I never knew that. Yeah. That's fucking scary.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So scary.
And how did they prove that they weren't involved? Like,
well, maybe she ran away. I'm not sure. Yeah. But it was still unsolved mystery.
That's just insane. Anyway, so if you're into true crime like I am, listen to Sword and Scale.
Yeah, but Ren, I downloaded that episode after you posted because I was like, I'll forget about it. And I am intrigued. I'm not gonna lie, I am intrigued to find out what happened.
Yes.
But the profile photo for that episode is a big bowl of pasta, and that's given me the ick. I can't look at a bolognese again now the same way.
I love bolognese. Bit of human bolognese, why not?
Oh,
why? I'm joking.
Why women kill?
Producer Aaron doing God's work. He's just found the series I was talking about.
Yes.
Why women kill SBS.
Back the whiplash from this conversation for everyone listening. But Aaron, have you seen it? Unbelievable series. Why women kill? Yes.
What did Corey think about it? Did he watch it? Oh, no, he didn't watch
it. But he would have liked it. I think it
was... He walks in on you, why women kill, like eating your popcorn, writing down notes.
It was just like you have to watch it. You have to.
Okay, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. Speaking of the different eras, does anyone ever feel like when you think of like people in the olden days, you can't imagine them having sex?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
No, I can imagine them being freaky deaky because women were actual... sex holes.
Horn.
Yeah. Right. No, not horn, but like the men would just go to work, come home.
And that was what they were for.
Yeah. It's the main purpose. Like, well, think of the handmaid's tale. That was literally a woman's sole purpose was to create babies.
So. They always look so proper in their like 50s outfits.
Yeah, not underneath those ruffle skirts.
So Sonny turned 5 on Monday and he's just got like he is Sonny. How do I explain him? He's energetic. He's cheeky. He swears.
Boisterous.
Boisterous. He, at the moment, I said to him this morning, if you do not keep your voice down, someone is going to call the police.
I say that every day.
I am not kidding. You are so fucking loud. But it's just noises. Rah! Ooh!
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I'm like, what are you even – I was like, Sonny, what was that for? Like, just a typical 5-year-old, I guess. But, like, I'm like, honestly, I wonder what my neighbours think. I'm like, it's still dark outside. Mm. Like, you actually need to think of Tony next door that has to get up at 7
and he's sick
to go to his day job.
He's had enough.
He's probably had the fuck enough.
Yeah.
Like, be quiet. But anyway, he's so cute and we've got his party this weekend, don't we, girls? And it's going to be super cute.
Yeah.
Really I'm doing wholesome. 25 party bags today, so Godspeed to me.
When you get home.
I can understand the noises. Like, Abby will just be like, ah!
Yes.
But that's him playing.
Yes.
And I'm like, you don't need to do that. Like, stop doing that.
And when I'm driving, I'm like, I stop sometimes in the middle of the road if it's a side street and I'm like, I need to concentrate. I'm going to crash the car. Mm. Like, you need to stop.
Same.
Like it's so – and the sensory overload.
Mm.
And then like Ziggy's looking at me like, fuck this.
And you're thinking same.
Same, bro.
So Albie's in the I want this song on era and will not stop asking until it's on. Mm. And I'm like, I am trying my best.
Yes,
I am
putting
it on. I am driving. I need to concentrate.
Same.
And he's like, what about now? I can't hear it. Louder, louder. This song. Put it on again from the beginning. And I'm honestly like – deep breathing my way through getting – and then he'll be like trying to do the Siri and over-talk me and be like, Spotify. And I
– my God.
When I was in your car after the Whale Saga, we were driving back from Glenelg and, yeah, he was requesting – what's that song? That first
Imagine Dragons.
Yeah. And – but he wanted it so loud. It was so loud. I was having sensory issues. I had my fingers my ears.
Yes.
So loud. But then you throw in the noises of the kids talking,
awful.
Arguing, fighting.
Yeah. Awful.
Throwing things. Actually, things are dangerous.
Yes, it's dangerous.
And we don't do enough in driving lessons to prepare us for the real world when we're parents, do we? Dodgy Bob did not prepare me.
No, they needed a tape player in the back.
Or like drums in the back.
Yes,
like,
while we're driving.
Yeah.
Because it's not safe. It's not safe.
In your ear. Like,
do you know what gets me?
Yes.
Mum, I'm finished with my ice cream. Hands me the half-eaten ice cream melting in my hand.
While you're driving.
Me to do with this?
Yes.
If I throw it out the window, someone will take down my number plate.
Yeah.
But it's worth the risk.
It is.
I'm going to have to do. Anyway, we'll leave you with that.
Okay, all guys. Right.
Love you all.
Godspeed to all in your sensory issues.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you.